We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good morning and welcome. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day, 9:06. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, the Senate, after it left the House, passed a $95 billion package with money going to Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan. But no, nothing, not a word, not a dollar to deal with the border and border issues and border security. That is definitely your top story. But joining us right now, he's coming to us fresh from Florida, the Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, everybody. Good morning, Commish.
Good morning, Bob.
You like how I got that branding thing in there, you know, fresh from Florida?
Coming fresh from Florida. You know, we have spent a lot of resources and a lot of time on our team with our team there on the Fresh from Florida brand. And just to brag on a little bit, I believe we have nearly a million. We had about 300,000 followers a year ago, or members of that team, and they're getting me the complete breakdowns. But we're over 925,000 now.
Wow.
And just we've improved that over the last year. And of course, that whole program is all about making our farmers more successful, so that people know when they go in their stores to buy food that this was grown in Florida. And what this has demonstrated to us, by the way, is people are willing to pay just a little bit more normally for things grown in Florida versus other states or other countries. And so we're very proud to be able to support our farmers. And obviously the Department of Agriculture, that we got several missions, but, you know, supporting our farming communities and making sure that we have a viable supply chain and making sure that we have this most safe, affordable, abundant food is what we're about. And Fresh from Florida really highlights that year round in the state of Florida.
Sure does. And, you know, you've got some other good news to tout as well, as the governor is signing off and talking about the $100 million set aside for the Florida Wildlife Corridor. I know something that you've talked about often, and I didn't realize it now encompasses, if you include all the land, about 18 million acres.
That's right. And what I always describe it as, Bob, is if you want it, the simple definition, because it clearly, as Senate president, that was a major priority of mine to get that put into statute. But if you want to look at a simple explanation, Google a map of the state of Florida at nighttime. You will see all the beautiful lights of this state. Everywhere it's dark on that map is a wildlife corridor, essentially. That's where animals traverse the state. It's where our aquifer gets recharged, and it's where we grow your food. And so the importance of that rural and family lands program, we buy the development rights from your farmers all over this state, and more than 95% of those projects lie within that rural and that wildlife corridor under that program. So we're very proud of that program. It's really one of the keys to not to be able to, you know, for 50 years from now, 100 years from now, to be able to grow our food here, to be able to animals traverse the state, and obviously to recharge our aquifer is something I promoted. The $100 million the legislature put in the budget this year specifically for the Rural and Family Lands Program, we're proud of. But we're also proud that there's an additional $100 million that is going to be put towards this program through the state budget. It's a first-come, first-service, first-come, first-served type operation where us and DEP and other state organizations may vie for those dollars. But at least now we've got some real serious money. And as soon as the governor signs that budget, we are ready to start spending it right away. As Senate president a few years ago, I put $300 million in the budget. That money has been exhausted, and now we're waiting for the new dollars to come in to continue the program.
Well, I want to point out as well that the funding source for this $100 million was actually paid for by proceeds from the Seminole Tribe Gaming Compact. So it's kind of ironic that the real Florida natives are helping to protect Florida. And all of us who go to their, you know, their different locations are supporting it as well, right?
Amen. And here's the beauty of this, Bob, and I appreciate you even saying that. But the Seminole Compact had not been negotiated in well over a decade. It was something, again, it was one of my priorities to get done for the state of Florida and the Seminole tribe. As Senate president, I negotiated that compact. The governor signed it. And now we have over $700 million a year coming into the state of Florida.
Wow.
And we're using a substantial amount of that money then to protect agriculture. And so at my time as, you know, being in the Senate and Senate president, it was a unique opportunity not only to negotiate that compact and then have those additional resources, but then put those additional resources towards something that is not only vital to Florida's way of life and our citizens, but to Florida agriculture. And it's something we're very proud of to have been at the intersection of those roads and been part of the team that got that done. And so we're very, very proud of those things. I know the incoming Senate president, President Albritton, Ben Albritton, is looking at additional ways to continue to enhance rural and family lands and to get resources. And so we're going to be working, we are working with them now, and we'll continue to work with them to get legislation next year to continue to expand the opportunities to buy those development rights in those areas.
Hey, something that's been cropping up in a lot of places, but we seem to be doing something about it, at least in Florida. It's all these various products that are related to hemp in some way. And I understand as part of your, you know, consumer resources and part of your job is protecting consumers. Tell me about this recent seizure that sounds like it was pretty big.
Oh, absolutely. We had another company. So the law went into effect July 1st of last year of 2023, saying that one of the simple version of the law was is you cannot target our children with these high THC products. And so over the last, 8 or 9 months, whatever this is we have well over 500,000 packages that we've taken off the shelves. And just a week ago, we found another 186,000 packages at a manufacturing facility that were going out to our kids. And if you look at them, and I've put them on my website, these are, you can't tell the difference. These gummies look like gummies that are candy. These Skittles, the packaging, the colorful packaging and things looks just like candy. And these organizations are targeting our children. And, you know, last year we had over 2,000 children go to the hospital with these, you know, that had ingested these products. Last week there was a group of kids that were selling these at a local school. They knew they were the THC products, and kids were, of course, buying them. But the vast majority of kid encounters is because they don't know the difference, and they can't tell the difference because of the way they're packaged and the way they are created. And then I'll say this. We have a very robust medicinal marijuana program in the state. I was the Senate majority leader at the time when we put that package together. I believe that our citizens have gotten a lot of great, you know, medicine products from that medicinal marijuana program. It's something that we need in the state of Florida. But when it comes to these type of adult products, they're not labeled properly. They're not packaged. So when you eat one gummy bear, you don't know if you're getting one dose or 25 doses.
Mm-hmm.
And even as an adult who can do whatever they, in my opinion, can do whatever they want at their home, you have to know how much THC you're ingesting, because a lot of adults use this as a medicinal purpose. And this is not part of the medicinal program in this environment. And it's misleading. But I will say the efforts that we've made since July 1st of 2023 we are finally bending the curve. We're seeing fewer children that are coming in encounters, and we're seeing fewer children going to the hospitals. So we have made a big difference, and we are clearly going to stay on this. We are responding in real time when we see news reports around the state where children have encountered this high THC product. They're going to the hospitals in most cases. We are immediately going to that area and looking for these products to make sure we can get these children out of harm's way.
Yeah, and we're helping to spread the awareness as well, so that'll help in the whole process. I heard you're going to be in Ocala later today. What's the deal?
We are. We're going up to the Golden Ocala to talk to the horse industry there this afternoon, and it's something the horse, I know it's a group that are trying to preserve the way of life there in and around the Marion County area. We're looking forward to addressing those folks and meeting with them, seeing what their concerns are. And again, most of these concerns that we have are these industries going to exist, because are we going to remove all of our farms and have houses built everywhere? The more robust we can continue with the preservation of our lands and buying these development rights, are going to continue to allow these type of industries, which, by the way, the agriculture industry in the state of Florida has over 2 million people going to work today in the state of Florida. So it's one of the largest employment centers in the state, and the biggest economic impact in the state. And so we need to continue to support our horse industry there, but in the Marion County area, and we're going there today to hear their concerns and discuss that with them. But we need to support agriculture throughout this state, and because it protects so many things that are valuable in our lives, not only our food supply, but again, our aquifer recharge area, that wildlife corridor. And so we're going there today to listen and learn from those folks.
Well, it's good things that you're doing, and we appreciate you being Florida's Agriculture Commissioner, Wilton Simpson, and thanks for taking time to be on the air with us today.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me.
All right. Safe travels. It is 9:17, let's call it, on the Bob Rose Show. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines, top stories. It's all coming your way next on 97.3 The Sky.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.